Hey, it's Lucy Shrimpton, founder of The Sleep Nanny, and welcome to The Sleep Nanny Show podcast. I aim to serve you with the ideas, strategies, and inspiration to help you and your family sleep soundly so you can live healthy, happy, and fulfilling lives. Being a parent is something for you to treasure, and getting the whole family sleeping well is a vital key in being able to do this without exhaustion, poor health, and the whole experience being a blur to look back on. So tool up, take the lead, and I hope this episode helps you. So you're exploring sleep training, but you don't want to stop co-sleeping. What are your options? Well, first of all, you need to ask yourself, what is the outcome that you're looking for? What do you want to achieve? Because if you're looking at sleep training, it means you want to somehow improve your little one's sleep. But you're also curious about whether you can improve your little one's sleep whilst co-sleeping, having them in your own bed with you. What's not working? That's the thing. If you want to improve your child's sleep while co-sleeping, it means that their sleep isn't great. Why isn't it great? And is it anything to do with the co-sleeping in the first place? All of this is going to be answered in this video, so stay tuned. And the number one thing I want to share with you before we get started is if you are co-sleeping, make sure it's done safely. There are some people who would argue that there is no such thing as safe co-sleeping. There are others who feel like it's the most natural and perfectly fine thing to do in the whole world. And those are personal views and beliefs, and we're not here to address that today. But we are here to talk about people who want to venture down the road of improving their child's sleep and aren't quite ready to give up with the co-sleeping. I'm going to be honest with you. If you try sleep training while still co-sleeping, you will only reach limited outcomes because the very nature of the co-sleeping bed sharing scenario is an element of sleep crutch. It's an element of a prop for your little one to fall to sleep and probably back to sleep. There's probably other aspects going on as well. And in a lot of cases, babies are kind of helping themselves and breastfeeding on mum at various intervals in the night. There's other forms of contact that are assisting the little one. But ultimately, that the very fact that they are bed sharing with you is a level of assistance in them falling to sleep and back to sleep. One of the really key things about sleep training is being able to do that in their own sleep space. Why? Because they need to be able to do it without the things that do it for them or help them along. So by being in your bed, a certain amount of it is going to be done for them or helping them along. So they can't fully develop that skill. Now, sure, we've worked with people who have co-slept and we've helped to improve things, but you'll still be left with work that will need to be done at some point. Now, I know there are some families and there are some cultures where they'll co-sleep for years and years on end and multiple children and oh my goodness, it goes on. But if that's not for you, or if you're one of these people who, many of you out there, who are co-sleeping but don't want to be, you know, you're co-sleeping because you feel that it's the only way and you don't know what else to do and you're desperate to move on from that or get out of that and you need another way, that's you, then absolutely you've got to take action on this and we can help you. We can help you move on from that in a really safe and effective way. Can you co-sleep and sleep train? Only partially. If you really, it's a bit like wanting your cake and eat it. You almost can't have it all. And some people will even say, yes, but could I sleep train my child and help them learn all these skills and give them their own sleep space, but then still have cuddles now and again and just, you know, can they just come into my bed for little morning cuddles and things like that? And this is where I have to say to you, in the short term, no, because it's confusing and they don't understand why they can't and then they can and when they can't and when they can. So like further down the line, that kind of thing can become okay once they fully understand where they're sleeping, they go in their sleep space, and if they're having cuddles, that's an awake thing. That can come in later, but when we're actually helping them to develop and master these skills, it really does need to be in their own sleep space. So I hope that manages your expectations to some extent, and I hope it gives you an idea of what is and isn't achievable. Sure, progress can be made, but that doesn't mean a sort of a finished job with a really healthy, happy sleeper who can get themselves off to sleep and back to sleep. It's going to be limited if they're sharing a bed with parents. So I hope this helps you. If you've liked this video, please do share it as well. We'd love to hear from you, so please pop your questions in the comments. And don't forget, subscribe to my channel so that we can reach more tired parents with these kinds of questions and help them and their families to get a better sleep too. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this episode and it serves you well. Please share it with a friend who will really appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe for free to Sleep Nanny Insiders, where you'll get the latest episodes, info, and free tools to help you even more. Head over to thesleepnanny.com now or check out the show notes for a link to subscribe, and I'll catch you again very soon.